Psalm chapter 27. I'm going to let you sit this morning. It's a lengthy reading, but let's read the scripture together, starting in verse number 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, nor neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Pray with me, please. Father, thank you this morning for your people. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, dear Father, for the power of God. And Lord, we pray today that you will, Lord, just help us today. Anoint, Lord, the preaching of thy word. Anoint the hearing of thy word. Help us, our Father, today as we look into the scripture. Lord, the one that doesn't know you, there may be several here that don't know you. But God, you know every heart. You know every life. God, I pray you administer to that heart. And Lord, I pray for those, our Father, that are in any trouble today. Lord, I know that you have something here for all of us. Help us, Lord, to be attentive unto thy word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to call your attention to a phrase in verse number 5. The phrase is, in the time of trouble. I believe Psalm 27 is a wonderful, wonderful exhortation to God's people and how that we can react and how that we can act in a time of trouble. I want to just remind you this morning, turn with me to Job. I could quote the one verse of scripture, but as I read last night, thinking about the introduction to the message, I believe it would be good to read several verses of scripture. Job chapter 14, and we'll begin reading with verse number 1. I'm almost there. I appreciate the Bible, the God's word, and it will give us instruction, amen, and help us along the way. Well, I'm almost there, but I'm having two pages here that's sticking together, and I know I just had them apart last night. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Notice this now. A lot of times we put the emphasis on full of trouble in that verse, but God is telling us about few days. You could ask Brother Rayton, he was in this world 92 years, and he'd tell you life is but a vapor. It's here for a little while, and then it passes away. The man that's born of a woman's a few days and full of trouble. Watch this. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Beloved, listen, our life this morning may be, as Job said, a few days and full of trouble. But I want you to understand something that ought to bring comfort to us. Our life is in his hands. Amen. He's already determined, amen, our bounds. I don't know, the people in my family, when I look at my dad, when I look at my uncles on my dad's side, and they're generally, I'd say, about 75, 76 years old. That's all they make it. And my wife keeps telling me, yeah, but honey, you take better care of yourself than they did. I want you to just know this, beloved. God knows the bounds. He knows where the end is going to be for me. He knows where the end is going to be for you. Amen. And we need to address this morning in the time of trouble. I'm going to try to bring out four things this morning and magnify them in your hearing concerning the time of trouble. I want us to call your attention first to David's conflict. The Bible said in verse number one there, the Bible said here, whom shall I fear? In verse number two, he said, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes. Brother Don, you touched on that this morning. If you say you've been saved so many years and you don't have any enemies, listen, beloved, when you get saved by the grace of God, beloved, some are going to love it. They're going to be all in, amen, and they're going to be so appreciative of what God's done in your life. But there's an enemy that's going to rear his ugly head. Amen. I think about our teenagers in this generation and how they're going to be made fun of if they live for God and they take a stand for what's right. If a young lady takes a stand with the boys and says, no, I'm saving myself for marriage, how she's going to be made fun of. If a young man takes a stand and says, no, I'm saving myself for marriage. I'm just telling you, beloved, it's not going to be an easy road. Amen. But it's a road worth walking. It's a road and a way of life worth living, amen, to have the blessings of God on your life. And David, I want you to understand this, David's, a lot of his conflict is a result of the way he lived his life. You remember when David sinned with Bathsheba, and then he had Uriah killed, and you remember that God, when the baby died, God told David, the sword will never leave your house. Beloved, let me remind you of something. You can choose your sin, but you can't choose your consequences. David lived out those consequences. There was pleasure in sin for a season, and he lived out those consequences the rest of his life. There was conflict on every hand. He would be facing Saul. He'd be facing conflict in his own family. He would be facing conflict from other nations. And the Bible said here, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. When you go over to verse number 12, he said, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I just want to make you aware of something this morning. The Bible declared David to be a man after God's own heart. And we're living in a generation that where some would say, beloved, if you'll just live for God, you'll just get along. Everything will just be smooth. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, that Jesus said, listen, even in their own home, a daughter would raise up against a mother or a son against a father. Amen. And it's a shame, amen, but it happens because, listen to me carefully, get hold of this. The cross of Jesus Christ is a divider of men. You're on one side or the other, amen, of that cross. You're either in or you're out. You're either on your way to heaven or you're on your way to hell. You're either saved or you're lost, amen. And that verse Brother Rayton loved, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And I tell you, beloved, what a blessing it is to know this morning. Listen, when I'm facing the enemy, there's somebody on my side bigger than the one that's on the other side. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That's what allowed David, beloved, to go down there in the valley with that giant. That's what allowed David, beloved, to say, Mr. Bear, you're not getting one of my sheep. Mr. Lion, you're not getting one of my sheep. Amen. That's what allowed that man to stand for what was right. Amen. It's because he knew that God was on his side. So we see the conflict. Let me say this to you. I don't enjoy conflict. I don't. I'd rather just go through life, beloved, listen, and just be good friends with people and love on people and have people love on me. I don't enjoy it. But I promise you this, it comes. Amen. Whether we want it to come or not. Amen. I believe God has blessed America. I believe America is fixing to face an even greater conflict. Amen. We've got conflict within. And I'm telling you, beloved, listen, I don't want to get political this morning, but it's sad when a balloon can fly all the way across the United States of America. Oh, you say, Pastor, they finally shot it down. It ought to have been in the Pacific shot down. It should have never made shore. Amen. We're so weak and so spineless in this generation because we don't understand the Lord is for us. We have forgotten that, amen. And they've got people in school teaching our children that our country was not founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And I'm telling you, they're lying to our kids. They're rewriting history to make it sound like what they want it to sound like. I'll tell you, it's a crying shame. David's conflict. But notice this. This is a wonderful part of the message here. Notice David's confidence. What do you do when conflict comes? The Bible said here in the latter part of verse 3, I'll read the whole verse again. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. David said, listen, I'm not going to escape the conflict, but what I'm going to do is take my stand in the middle of it. Amen? I've got some confidence. I want to give you some things where God spoke to my heart this morning. Number one, his confidence was a result of being confident in the right person. Notice verse number one, the Lord. Hallelujah. You could stop right there, amen, and say right there is the gist of the psalm, the Lord. Yes, there's going to be conflict, but you know what's going to make the difference? The Lord in my life, the Lord in your life, the Lord in our church, the Lord in our home, the Lord in our country, the Lord in our school. That's what's going to make the difference, amen, the Lord. So his confidence was a result of the right person. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I tell you what our grandchildren need to see in our lives. The Lord. I tell you what visitors need to see in our church. The Lord. I tell you what we need to see in the Congress. The Lord. Amen. We need to, my friend, get back to this precious old book, because this precious old book is a mirror where we can see ourselves the way God sees us, and we can see our Lord, amen, that he is on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. I tell you, beloved, listen, Paul said, thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph. And then he didn't quit there. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. It's the Lord that makes the difference. His confidence was in the right person, the Lord. Now, he says again, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? If you'll go read that account over there in the book of Samuel where David went out there, he talked to Saul before he went out there in that valley with Goliath. Beloved, listen, you'll think there for a few verses that he might be bragging on himself. But then you get down to that verse and he'll say, the Lord that delivered me from the paw of the lion. The Lord that delivered me from the paw of the bear. He said, hey, it ain't this little runt you're looking at. It's that great big God that lives in this little runt that's making the difference. Amen. The Lord. His confidence was in the right person. The Lord. Secondly, Brother Don, you'll like this. It goes right. Ain't that way God does things? Goes right with Sunday school. And normally I wouldn't have even known yet what was in the Sunday school. But his confidence was in the right place. You see, David said in verse number four, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me carefully. Brother Don did a great job covering this in Sunday school. You know what the enemy wants to do? He wants to get us separated. We're a lot easier to pick off if he can get us separated from the house of God and from the people of God. David, beloved, understood. Listen to me. That's why, Brother Grizzle, I told some people, and I put out a phone call in the pandemic. God knows my heart. I was trying to take care of our elderly people, and thank God we didn't lose a one of them to this stinking virus. Amen. But God knows my heart. I was trying to go on what they were telling me. Amen. And a lot we know now of what they were telling us was not true. But I put out a phone call and asked the people that were 65 years old and older to just cool it for a while and stay away. But I learned something real quick. If those doors are open, there's some people, amen. You say, Pastor, why are they that way? Because they understand they need the house of God. Amen. And beloved, they would rather die in the house of God than live outside of the house of God. Amen. Think about that for just a moment. Think about what I just said. They'd rather die in the house of God than live outside the house of God. I'm going to tell you something, David, beloved, his confidence was in the right person, the Lord, but his confidence was in the right place. Listen, a man after God's own heart, even though he was that man, could not get to a place in his life where he said, I don't need the house of God. I don't need the church. I'm going to tell you something, beloved, that's some dangerous thinking if you ever start thinking like that. We need each other. And the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, the more we're going to need each other in this generation. His confidence was in the right place. One thing have I desired of the Lord. I will seek after it, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Watch this now. He didn't just want to show up in God's house. Brother Grizzly wanted to see something when he got there. He said, and to behold the beauty of the Lord. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're one of these Pharisees that comes to see what people wear, God help you. I didn't come to church, beloved. Listen, I enjoy fellowship with God's people, but I need to see Him. I'm going to tell you what I love. I love to see Him. I love to see Him. And I'm going to tell you one place where you can just about always see Him. That's on the face of the little ones. Say amen. Pure. Amen. And thank God, beloved, we can see Him as we open the book, as we approach Him in prayer. We can see the one that loved us and gave Himself for us. David didn't just say, I'm coming just to be in the right place, but there's somebody I'm looking for when I get there. I'm looking. The Bible talked about over there in the Gospels, they said, Philip, sirs, we would see Jesus. Amen. I tell you, Brother Ralph, what the choir ought to pray. God, as we sing, let them see Jesus. The preacher ought to pray. God, as we preach, let them see Jesus. The special singers ought to pray. God, as we sing, let them see Jesus. As we look in the mirror and put our suit on or our dress on in the morning to go to church, we ought to say, God, don't let them see me. Let them see Jesus. Let them see Jesus. Then the Bible said, there's another reason here, and I'll touch on this later. That's to inquire in His temple. Amen. I want to be in the right place. That's a place where you can see Him. That's a place where you can talk to Him. That's a place, beloved, listen, that's special. And so David's confidence was in the right place. It was in the right person. But David's confidence produced the right peace. Look at verse number 5. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. I'm going to tell you something, beloved. Listen, when God hides you, it don't matter what's going on around you. You'll understand you're in His hand. And He's taking care of you, Brother Gary. When you can't take care of yourself, and when your pastor can't take care of you, you've got a Savior. He says, you're in my pavilion. Just hide out here a while. Get you some strength back. Just stay with me, amen. That's what God is saying. And I'll give you a peace this world don't know anything about. A peace that passeth all understanding. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, amen. The world's peace comes when there's plenty of money in the bank and when they got their health, amen. God's peace comes at all times to those that'll dwell in His tabernacle. And beloved, seek after His face. His confidence, beloved, it was from the right person being in the right place. It produced the right peace. Why don't you watch this? Listening to your testimony, Brother Gary, it'll put you in the right position. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Look down here with me, beloved. In the time of trouble, verse 5, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle, He shall hide me. He shall set me, hallelujah, upon a rock. Ain't that good? You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm talking about in a time of trouble. We see David's conflict. We see the trouble. But we see his confidence. His confidence, beloved, put him in the right place. He wasn't over there building his house on the sand. When the storm comes, it'll blow the house down. But no, sir, his house was built upon the rock. And it stood the test. And it stood the storm. Beloved, listen to me this morning. This world is full of people that are building their life on sinking sand. But if you're building your life on Jesus, on the salvation that was bought and paid for at Calvary, honey, you're building your life upon the rock. And when the trouble comes, listen to me, the foundation standeth sure. You don't have to worry about, beloved, listen, that foundation, when the winds blow and the troubles come, and they will, your foundation will hold fast. It'll hold firm. I wonder, Brother Taylor, if we could talk to Brother Puckett about some of those storms in his ministry. I'd almost guarantee you there were times he probably thought along these lines, God, how am I going to make it? How am I going to make it? I'm going to tell you something, beloved. Listen, you say, Pastor, how did he make it? I'll tell you how he made it. He was on the right foundation. He got in on the rock. And hallelujah, he left out of this world on the rock. Brother Mays Jackson, I'll plug this in right here. Brother Mays Jackson, years ago, he went to the hospital and One of the men in the church where he was preaching revival, he said, Brother Mays, Mama's slipping, meaning that Mama was slipping on out into eternity like Brother Fred did last night, amen. And he went in, Brother Mays did, and he just kind of used that phrase. He leaned over the bed and he said, honey, are you slipping? Said she opened them little eyes and looked at him and said, Brother Mays, how can you slip when you're mired up knee deep in the rock of ages? I say, wow, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What a Savior we have this morning. In the time of trouble, He's not running from us. He's running to us. And He'll help us. Amen. David's confidence was in the right place, in the right person. It produced the right peace. It left him in the right position. But then it produced the right praise. Look in verse number 6.
And now shall my head be lifted up upon mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises. Listen, get this. Everybody in the church that sings, the choir, even if you sing in the congregation and you sing specials, you need to get the last three words. Unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. I don't know what kind of singer David was. I know that he played the harp according to the scripture. Amen. And I know there was a time when Israel hung their harps upon the willows and said, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? I'll tell you something, beloved, right now. The land may be strange and God's people may be in trouble, but the Lord changes not. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. And David is saying, I'm going to praise him. Jesus, my blessed Redeemer. I'm just going to lift up his name. I'll tell you something right now. You say, Pastor, when you get in a deep, dark valley, what do you do? Well, David's given us some things to hear that'll give us confidence. But one of the things you can do is praise him. Another thing you can do is thank him. Thank him. Thank him. You just start thanking God. You say, Pastor, you mean to tell me that would turn the situation around? No. You turn your heart around. Instead of your heart being glued on the situation and the trouble, your heart will be glued on your Savior. Amen. And that's what we need sometimes, beloved. The situation, listen, it's in God's hands. Amen. Sometimes God will turn it around, and sometimes God won't. You say, Pastor, you've got a Bible for that. How about Paul? He besought the Lord three times, take this thorn away from me. And God said, nope, I'm not taking it. But I tell you what I'll do, Paul. I'll give you grace. My grace is sufficient for thee. And Paul come along and said, most gladly therefore will I glory. You know what that means? That means Paul was able to say, God, thank you. I praise you for this thorn, because in my weakness, your strength is being made perfect. We think we're going to get strong through our strength. No, we're going to get strong in him through our weakness and admitting, amen, that we're weak. He's got the right praise. I tell you, beloved, listen, I didn't mean to preach this long. I think what I'm going to do, I've got peace about this. I'm wore out anyway. I think I'll come back tonight. That means a lot of you that are here this morning only going to get half of a message. But I think I'm going to come back tonight. Instead of just rushing through these last two things God has given me, they're important. We need to know what to do in the time of trouble. You say, Pastor, everything's going well in my life. I'm going to remind you of something. By this time next Sunday, you may not be on the bottom. You may be below the bottom looking up at the bottom. Brother Mike, I may be below the bottom looking up at the bottom, but there'll be somebody right there with me. Oh, David, I believe, said, if I made my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. He's going with me all the way, even to the end of the world. Get us a song, Brother Ralph, Miss Sarah. Amen. Your pastor's got to quit preaching to 1 o'clock. Amen. Brother Don, we'll never get it preached, will we, brother? But by the grace of God, we'll leave out of here trying to preach all of it that he gives us. Amen. What a Savior we have this morning. He loves you this morning. He cares for you. Oh, beloved friend, if you don't know him, he's the best friend I've ever had in this world. He loves you this morning. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this passage of Scripture. Thank you for this dear man, David. Lord, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, David was not only willing to share his strengths, but he was willing to share his weaknesses. God, how we glean from these precious men of God that were willing, Lord, willing, so willing to be honest with us. God, you were the one that inspired them to write, helped them to be honest. And Lord, what a help they are to us. God, in the time of trouble, the conflict will come. Lord, help us not to be guilty of putting our confidence in the wrong place. Lord, you said, blessed is the man who trusteth in the Lord. And Lord, you also said, cursed is the man that maketh man his confidence. Lord, our confidence this morning is in Thee. Help us, our Father. Lord, many of our people are sick and not able to be here. Visit them this morning and help them. Lord, more than anything else in this service, maybe there's somebody here, Lord, and they don't know you. Lord, they know they're guilty. They know about the sin. Lord, they don't know the Savior yet. God, I pray you'd speak to that heart. I pray, God, that we would respond, those of us that know that there's others, Lord, going through trying times and trials. Lord, you said, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, I'm glad folk pray for me. I pray, dear Father, you have your way in this time of invitation. Our heads are bowed this morning. Our eyes are closed.